some of his favourite records of the last 9 years, and that's Eugene Crotty's favourite record of 1980. But besides that, it's quite a good song. On to my one. Here's the Pretenders.
In costume, I am gonna use it. Intention. Emotion, strong emotion. I've been diving deeper, leaning. No reason. It seems so crazy. Come make you, make you, make you love him. Boy is my eyes, boy is my legs, boy is my style, boy is my style.
Pretenders, Durfee, and they got Brass and Pocket, and that was a hit for them back in 1980. You're in tune with the most prepared show on a radio that you're ever going to find. You believe that and you believe anything. Right, what are we going to next? Is 1981, I think it is? 1981, this is Human League, and they've got, as well as they've got Human Fascination, something like that. Anyway, they'll tell you all about it.
Moving!
one of the better bands of the early 80s, the Human League, of course, who recently released the greatest hits LP, and that one's called Keep Feeling Fascination. And that's the Grotty Man's favourite record of 1981.
It wasn't really, it was just a standby, actually. That's what it was.
Then I supposed to know that, Gene, be quiet. Okay, on to my favourite. And this isn't a standby, this is the best-selling record of 1981, and my favourite record of 81. The wonderful Soft Cell on COI with a time of 20 past 1 and Tainted Love.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share
of Tinted Love, and a song called, no, it's the other way around actually, isn't it? It is. That's Tinted Love by Soft Cell. Well, I'm not too sure how many years this has been on the radio, but
four.
Is it four? Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, it was me actually who got her on, wasn't it? No, it was.
Well, you had to stick that to the regime.
Actually, it was me who trained her in. That's why she's so bad on the control. So yeah, you can understand it today, being it our last day. Just in case you hear something in the background, it's just my brain going round and round and round. Right, what year have we reached now? I'm not too sure. Is it 82, actually? Is it?
On to 82, yeah.
Yeah, on to 82.
And your favourite record of 1982?
And it is. What is it, actually? Oh, it's this one, actually. One of the better disco records for a long, long time. This is Dexy's Midnight Runners, and Come On, Ali. We'll be right back.
is on a number one from 1982 for them, and that's the Grotty Man's favourite record, Come On Eileen. And amongst the best-selling records in 1982 were also Fame, Irene Cara, remember the leg warmers? I Have the Tiger, Survivor, The Lion Sleeps Tonight by Tight Fit, and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club. But, this record came straight in at number one in 1982 from Mr. Paul Weller and a band called The Jam. I'm sure the Grotty Man likes this one as well.
Oh, he definitely does, actually. Yeah. This is Paul Collins' killer, actually. No, it's not.
Oh, Gertrude, Jesus.
That's real right. So just looking at a piece of paper in front of me, someone putting on a record, and I can't recognise him. It's not me anyway, because he's got hair, so it can't be me. Esther, you're allowed to laugh if you want. I don't really mind. Now, actually, one of our all-time favourites is coming up very, very shortly as well. We played it yesterday in the afternoon show, so watch out for that. We won't tell you what it is either, or either. Now, what are we going to go on to? One of my favourites. She's done it even before I told her to it. She's a very good girl, actually. She comes from the master. This is Billy Joel.
Yeah.
from the days when music was music, men were men and women were damned out of it. Billy Joel, of course, and Uptown Girl, the number one from 1983, and Eugene Crosby's favourite record of 1983. Well, my favourite record from 83 comes from a man who released an album called Let's Dance early in the year, and it went straight to number one. It was David Bowie, of course, and this was the track lifted off it. 24 minutes to one, or two.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Now, 9.5 years seems not a long time, really, when you come to think about it. And we really had some fun over those 9.5 years. If you're listening to Noel Cronin a little earlier on in the morning, he would have told you of some times we had up in Conley's, and they were absolutely super times. You'd want to have seen them. Anyway, this is one of the all-time classic records, and I suppose you couldn't go without picking this one out from 1984. This is a little bit crackly, gets better actually, from Band-Aid. there for you, and a song called Do They Know It's Christmas Time. Now, Esther, tell me, do you remember anything funny happening up around here since you've been on CRA? And hilarious? Must have been something hilarious.
Well, the first time I saw you, it was pretty hilarious.
Enough said. Get on with it.
No,
get on with it.
I think when Kevin Kearns came up here and took, impersonated a turkey over the air, it was quite funny, actually. a few other moments which we couldn't broadcast over the air, doing the same happy moments. Anyway.
Behind the scenes stuff, as it were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On to 1984, and my favourite hit single from 1984 was from His Royal Purpleness. Who else but Prince? And this is the one that really broke it for him. Of course, Purple Rain.
The control so much she couldn't cut that, but eventually she did. There he goes, that's the guy that'll find you if you wear a dress like him. That's Prince and Purple Rain. Alright, Esther?
Okay, on to 1985 we go, and among the best selling records in 1985 was an awful thing by Jennifer Rush, The Power of Love, and Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon, Little and Large, I know him so well. Into the Groove, Madonna, of course that was one of her best years, and 19, Paul Hardcastle. And myself and Jean have actually agreed on a record here. Definitely not. Our favourite record from 1985 was a number one in 1985. A wonderful song from a band called Foreigner. And I Want to Know What Love Is.
Gotta take a little time. Little time to think things over.